Okay, Rabosai. We have, thank God, we're back in business. I can show you at least Miss Yosef. Out of business for a few days. Where are we? Tour. Oh. Okay. Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Chaf. Okay. So we go through some of the discussions of various items. It's very long. It's hard to find things exactly what I'm looking for. This is what we spoke about yesterday. Let's take it inside. Watch this. Hello, I'm just taking out a lot of context. Elo vadai, kol shein sochten osu elo lerufua, eina bichlal tutim v'rimonim. The dochak lomar should be mayor lohe sochten osu harofim klal. In other words, a lot of these things were used for medical reasons. That's not considered a drink. What you drink is you drink because you're thirsty. The doctor tells you to ingest it. We may call it drinking from a physicist's perspective. From a common sense perspective, that's called eating. It's not called drinking. It's just it's medicinal. Hey, keep that in mind. Medicinal. Okay, fine. And therefore, what you have, what you ingest for medicinal reasons, is not considered to be a drink. It's not considered to be a drink. This is really from the Shibboleth Halakhot. Stay over here. Watch this. After this lengthy discussion, lemons, we spoke about it. That's this part of the Mishnah we saw already yesterday. Let's talk about lemons again. Yeshet Moash and Mitzrayim Noagim Lischot lemons and Soch Mayim Shenosim Em Sukkar Lishtos Etanug Beinim Noam Mekayin and Soch Dem Bishabbos Also Mayim Lorina Mishimcha Biodam Lorina Misha Pikpik Medover. How can it be? Evshem. Remember the two terutzim with big differences. La halacha, we'll see some. Terutz number one. Lo mitzer elok shesh elok. I think it's a shin missing. I don't have my. Yeah, I don't have a tour with him. Old fashioned. I left mine down. Okay. I think it should be kishesh shosin. I think. Meis chidas apri below tarovas mashke. Acher. In other words, I may not squeeze an orange because. You take, you know, pure orange juice. That's what Trapper can advertise, right? Truth in advertising. They take orange squeeze and they drink it. No one drinks lemon juice straight. Lemonade, yeah, okay. You mix in water, you mix in other, it's too strong. That's terrorist number one. Keep that in mind. If terrorist number one is correct, then it's always going to be mutter according to that terrorist. Because no one, am I correct? No one drinks lemon juice straight. It's too strong. But there's an enam. Inami.
Sometimes like a refuah.
For refuah doesn't count. Very good. That's very good. Excellent. Refuah, we said, well, that's inami. Lo mitzvah like shesocht in name of levat. Vachakach ma'arvan osam. Avam naminig lischot name of lesoch mashka acher. Shari. And the custom in Mitzrayim was they would squeeze the lemon not into an empty pot, but into a barrel which is filled with water before you started. Nafkamina. Bismanazeh. That's we saw that already in later sources. Bismanazeh. That they squeeze lemons directly into barrels with nothing in it. According to the second terrace would be Asur. According to the first terrace would be Mutter. Big Nafkamina. So we'll see later. Big Nafkamina. Which terrace is right? Wow. Okay. So let's go further. Soft on the top. Tamshil. Blab any time is shari, because that's we know tocha keder. Shibolei alekad quotes. Kol shadaka b'schita gon tapuchim b'shemotziyim mehem yayin. Chen limonim chadoshim shesochtim osam l'mei mehem asurim. Like rimonim. It's like rimonim. But there's another opinion that says no. Mutta lischot ha limonim. Lo dummy, watch this now, very important. L'shum u'boser u'melilos. Rabbi will say, what's shum? Where's shum? What's shum, boser u'melilos? Let's open the Gemara. He's not telling you where it is. Maybe he had it earlier. I said, not for your test. That's where it really is. But does he have it earlier here? It went up. Where is it? I was curious. Did I go up? Did I go down? I'm not sure which way I'm going over. This way. Where did he call before shum, boser u'melilos? Strange, no? If I understand correctly, he makes a quotation, and the beautiful Mara Makomas people don't tell you where it is. Right. Am I correct? It's not here anywhere. Just scanning it quickly. Not seeing it. Okay, we have a Taina that they should have said it. Unless I missed something. So what did I do? And I lost my place. Here we go. Oh. Shum bosim lilos. What? Let's open the Gemara. They don't tell you where it is, but we know where it is, Baruch Hashem. We're not completely dependent on their parentheses to know where it's on your Mara Makomas. You didn't know until now. Now you know. Gemara daf your tests. Let's take a look. You test them in Aleph. See a one-liner just for a second. You test the mouth more towards the very bottom. It says as follows: Hashum va'abos amalilos, right? Shariskim ibod yom. Rabbi Shmuel Omer yigma mishatechshach. Okay. So sounds like a lot of be squeezing things over here. Why? Says the Beis Yosef the following pshat. Watch this. Tahani darkan b'kach. What are we darkan b'kach? Here you're not permitted to do it. Let's listen about Yom. Because darkan b'kach. Avidumi d'zeisim v'anovim. Watch this. Sheregilim lischo rabosa l'tzorach ha'kaitz. V'gam b'shum darkan b'kach. Kidam rinon. And they quote this from Adius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Exactly as it's quoted in Besech L'Shabbos. You test them in Aleph. Shum shariskim erev Shabbos v'chule. So the reason why it's usher in those cases is because it's normally done for long-term use. Aval alemini doma lepagoyim uprishim de'ein darkan v'kach umuto lesochton b'kara afal pishen o ein ba ochel v'osu la'arev shum ochel. The kuli al mayadi, the lematik uchla of it, for lola tzorach mashke. Very important. What has happened? What's this all about? What does it mean? What does it mean? It means as follows. It means that apparently. Shum is more chamer. Why is shum more chamer? After all, the impression conveyed is that shum is a kind of a, you don't drink garlic juice, although someone said it's used also like lemon juice, a condiment, a dip. So what's the difference? Here a dip, there a dip. Here a condiment, here a spice. No. Lemon is used as a spice, that's why it's permissible according to this. But only for immediate use. That's why it's mut. But the shum, which was done for non-immediate use, would be awesome. If this is the case, if take the sentence literally, b'zman hazeh, lemon juice should certainly be on. Lemon should certainly be on to squeeze because they buy lemon juice to last you forever. So that's another indication that lemon should no longer be permissible b'zman hazeh. Let's take a look in the Bi'ur Halacha and see what it says. We spoke about it yesterday. So you see it again. Open up, please, if you don't mind. Take a look. Shin Chav Sivav is lemons. Three words. The whole thing is three words. We saw yesterday. Shin Chav Sivav. Mutta Lischot lemons. Give me more to the point than that. Mutta Lischot lemons. Okay. So the Bialocha says, Mishnah Brura, even the Mashkin, Chuvas Arosh, and he quotes it. Shashaltam al Schitas lemons, Hemichalik Shar Peyre Shabutal Sochtam. Shein Derech Klal Lischot lemons, and Sorach Mashka, El Tzorach Ochel, Umutal Sochtam Bishabbos. What does that mean? It must mean, Akocha, where it's a lomb, look inside. Kevon Shein Aminik Lischot the Memeyan, Hachmisha Yirtza Lischot the Memeyan, Mutter, Kidin Shar Peyre. That's what goes from the Sefer Mati Yehuda and Mogan Avram, even the Mashkin. That's what he says. Question: is it permissible today? Today, so the Pashtus it should be Aser. The Mishnah Berurah already said in Sifkat Chav Beis we saw yesterday. Bisman Hazeh Sheyadua Shememalan Chavios the Meos Lishlus and Punch Beis Mekomus. He says maybe it should be prohibited. That's what he's saying. What we're saying now, she prohibited completely, like Shum. Keep that in mind. Fine. Someone asked me in Beis Medrash today, what about the following case? Yesterday we started talking about a situation where you squeeze lemon into sugar in order to put it into tea. Let's chazer again, into a food to put into a drink. What if I cared? I squeeze the lemon or any other object for that matter into a liquid or into a nothing, in order to ultimately put it into a food. Flip side, what's it then? Rabosai, open up to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nyutches. Watch this. In Sivdalit it said, Emein batav shalos, you may not squeeze grapes into an empty receptacle. Mishnah Berurah Yutches, Rafilu dato litna machakach letav shil? That was a shayla. Gam ken aser, sorry, it's aser. Debina shischatenu l'toch atavshel. Ayin bedrisha shekosav. Dechiyuv anami yesh bazeh. It's even a doraisa, according to the drisha. Does everyone agree? No. Sharatzin chov gimel. Omna machakach matzosi b'tshuvas radvaz. Deyesh bazeh yisura v'lo chiyuva. Kevon shedat olitin b'toch atavshel. Chen kotz primigon emos hei. It's a machlokas gdoli aposkim. If you squeeze something into an empty receptacle in order to subsequently put it into a food, everyone agrees it's aser. Question is, it aser midaraisa or is it aser midarabonon? Aser midarabonon. It's an amazing chumra. I want to show you the chazanish. How do I get chazanish? Is on. It's going to be separate.
It's on our. Yeah.
Please let me hold up. Sorry. I'm going to show you one line of Chazanish I don't really understand, but if you could explain it to me, it would be great. Thank you so much. Thank you. What's... Oh, here? No good. While they have technical questions, this came from a Rebbe's meeting. One of the Rebbe said if he can't come tomorrow, he's going to do it on Skype with Shia, because it's supposed to be a big snowstorm. I have every intention to come tomorrow. I have the ability to walk to a train and get on the train and come. So I have every intention to come, so I hope, but you come from across the street, I at least deserve the courtesy. If I'm going to come by train and walk through, trudge through 6 inches of snow, please cross the street and meet me here at 9 o'clock or thereabouts. So if Chas V'Sholem is something crazy, I'll call Dov and then we'll see about Skype. But Skype is a B'dievet Godel. It's not the same. I try to be here in person. I assume those who will be across the street can come. Those who are coming from far away, stay home. This is supposed to be a big, not a good day tomorrow. That's what they're saying on the radio. Okay, have to be, how do we, oh, where's the page number?
Here?
Yeah, that
area.
Oh boy, what page do we remember? This. Not bad. Okay. Go right there. Try this. Okay. Getting places. No. Oh, too far. I don't, what do I do now? I get up.
Same thing.
I just go.
Just scroll.
Adonai. Oh, exactly right. Watch this. Asugya. Okay? Look at this. He says, Afim chole, we're talking about milking. Amenas lishpoch le'ibud. Right? You plan to throw it out. What do you do over here in our case? Here you plan to put it into food. That's somewhat equivalent. Right now, you put it into a empty receptacle, which of course, in and of itself, is a terrible violation. But if you plan to put it into something else, either in the garbage can or into the pot of food, so that's a machlok, it's the rice of the rabbonim. Right? That's what we saw. He says as far, goes as far as to say, look at this. Nira dechayev, other than the rice. Why? The cave and the hubikli, the ovid de mimlech. What does ovid de mimlech mean? People can change their minds. For rove and adam, ain't a mabdim, so they have a chosh of mashke. Ani lo mevin, divrei godol adoch hazanish. But right now I plan to throw into the garbage. We call that a what? Rabbi, say, fill in the blank. What is that called? You plan to throw something into the garbage. Amalacha. Finish. Shein tzricha legufa. Who cares he changed his mind? Malacha shein tzricha legufa, it depends what you're thinking when you did the malacha. Let's say he plans to throw it into the garbage. So he squeezes it out and puts it in the pot and he's taking it to the garbage. And he's on the way to the garbage, he says, oh, I needed some orange juice. Oh, I'll give you some. Who cares? He's still potter. Because the moment that he squeezed it, he wanted to put it into the garbage. If you could explain this parenthesis, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Okay, Rabosai, let us go further than that. There's an important concept which comes from the Shulchan Aruch. We used to do a Sivav. Let's turn to Sif Hei. But while we're turning to Sif Hei, let's take a quick peek in the Mordechai we saw once before. End of Siman Tov Lamed Zayin. Then we'll come back and do Shulchan Aruch. Mordechai, end of Tov Lamed Zayin, talks about sour grapes, or unripe grapes, called Boser. Boser. Tov Lamed Zayin, you're in the new editions. It's on page Lamed Aleph. Old editions, the beginning of Perek Chavis. What it says in the end. Kosev b'sefer mitzvahs. Rav Yosef Porat. Mati lakachas boser. V'loduch shumin. V'lischot mashkin b'boser. V'tok ha-shumin. Ani dochet. Avi mashkot ha-chogol. Fine. V'holder menata. V'nam says, no, it's awesome. How can it be awesome? T'davka nokat eshkol shalanovim. You'll have to squeeze grapes. Even though it's a shalav of d'oraisa by grapes, you may squeeze them into food. Shanovim ruin lachila. So you have mashka bala ochel is kochel. So it was, is, and will be an ochel. Ho Yehovah v'yir. It's always an ochel. No Yisra of Dosh. Avol boser ain't a roi lachila. People don't eat these unripe grapes. I got eats it. Kioso sheochlo botla daito. It's like a Dosh Negemara. Fahavi kamo, the last four words are critical. Borer ochel mitok psolus. Kamo, actually, that's five words are important. Kamo, my Rebbe was big on kamos. Kamo, borer ochel mitok psolus. That's what it says. Mefurish of Mordechai. It's Mordechai, Rabosi, quotes a machlokas by Boser. Of Yosef Poros is Mekel, and the Rebbe Thomas Machmir. Let's take a look and see, as this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, open up. Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. Yesh mi she'omet tu adin leboser. In Sif Dal we saw Yematas Lischol Eshkol Anavim Tochoch. Yesh mi she'omet, who's that? Rabbi Yosef Porat. Shehu adin leboser shemut lesochta lesocha ochel. Rabbi Natam O Sibaboser, why? Ho ve'ein oroi lechol. And therefore what? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof. Hainu. To Mishnah Mzeh. Havi kiborer ochel mitoch psolus. Right? Exactly verbatim quotation from the Mordechai. He has all five words. Ki osam b'ne adam ochel mosobot. That's all. Right? Also, davar shesogel letocho haboser. I want to. I have boser, and I'll squeeze the juice out of the boser directly into a. What should I give as an example? What would you want to squeeze grape? What would you want to squeeze unripe grape juice into? Who's a gourmet here? What's up, son? Mother a gourmet, a sister a gourmet, a wife a gourmet. What would you want to squeeze grape juice into in order to eat it? I can't even think of anything. In my kitchen, it doesn't exist, to my knowledge, anyway. To my knowledge. I don't know. Salad dressing, good. I'll use it as a salad dressing. So I want to squeeze the grape onto this unripe grape, and I have the juice go right onto the salad dressing. I like it. It's a good example. Okay? What's it then? Says the Mishnah Brura, Shin Chav Sif Katan Chav, Mutter, Kiddeli El, Sif Shimon Shin Yotes, and Yaborer, the Mutter Ocha B'toch Psoles, and Mutter Tzorach Osa Suda. Oh, Tome Shem Schit Oleka Kan, Kevin Shibola Toch Ocha, Ken Kosvo Le Shabbos Vataz, Meiridik, right? So it makes perfect sense. What do you worry about over here? Borer, right? Kamo Borer Ocha B'toch? What kind of Borer? If you're going with Bora, the rules of Bora matter it. All the three are here. Ochim b'tov soles, biyad li'alter. Home run. You can't go wrong, right? Patience. V'amogon Avraham isig al zeh. Toho demut ursham. Shum she'ein derech brer b'ochim b'tov soles. V'ashen k'ein b'zeh derech brer rasuhu. Di'i evsha b'inyan acher. Because there's no other way. We discussed it already a while ago. There's no other way a heter, no other way a isser. Here, no way is an isser, and earlier it was a heter. So we gave a whole shiur about that, but not for now. Take a look in the bir halacha. Lecho. Okay. Lecho, the last word of the sif. I am ishtabru achof. Im dat lecho lialta taz hataz lochel. Prima godim is ramaz. The betosvis isa atam lin choleves. Mishum. Dosh, sheno tel ochel min apsoles. Uvinyoneinu gam ken abehem apsoles, because you can't eat it, right? You can't shecht it on Shabbos. Uvsheno tel ochel mimena kedisha chashiva. V'chein hu adin in raboser. Rabosai, they're all off base. They're saying over here, what's the nature of the din? Borer, no! It's dosh. Where's it come from? Tosis. Take a look at Tosis. Rabbi said, "How is sugya?" Take a look. Open to the Tosis. Right over here. Bottom Tosis kuf mem dalam and base. Chol of adam eis near the benatam. Daf could be yontif. Only on yontif, Rabbi said. Not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's not allowed. Why? The chazya behema lachila. You can check the animal and eat it. The cow. How we call uchel difference? Slice the pickle in half. Aval b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, however, no, you may not lo. The lo chazel l'shchita, and therefore, here's another critical word: kimo. Another word again: kimo. Kimo. We have the gears of what? Dosh chashiva. Shabbehemi kipsolis. Ukshacholiv have a no tell ochel mitok psolis. Rabbosai, he used the word ochel mitok psolis, and he still uses the word dosh. Who has oz vahada? Look on the side. Letter kuf. You're not going to believe it. What does it say? Ein ma'ashom shchasam soifer. What can I say? What dosh? Uveshaba shalmi kozvet tzarach lomar. Kemo borer chashiva. That's a felt tip pen trick. You want dosh? Cross it out. Put in borer. Ah, man, it's easy to say a shia that way. You take liberties. What did Marsha say? Let's take a look. He said, look at Marsha. He says, look, we have to look. Kuf mem dalet amid beis. I think we were here before. Kuf mem dalet amid beis in the Marsha. Hu megumgam. The betchilas devrayim near the tol of the dosh havei chol of b'shabbos. Kem lechaz l'shchita. And so Tosis is credit cloud godl. Cholav is shemafarik. We haven't seen our Tosis yet. I've been told to the dash. Av mashakosu v'sof divreim. Uch shecholav v'kenol ochel solas. Hena told to the borer. Uvamorach ha'namal ha'zachar ha'vidosh. Not alochel. He says it's borer. He says befesh kmo borer. Loshon aran. Right? Habli kiborer. Everyone says kiborer. Rabbi says it's left as an open story. What is it? Is it nisa borer or is it nisa dosh? Something has to be lav dafka. I mean, that's clear. Something is lav dafka. So the biolocha says no. He thinks it should be dosh, and therefore what? Well, if he's nistar hakula legamrei. Dibidisha einafgamina bein lialta liachazman. Is that he's so gadol? There's no din of lialta when it comes to dosh, only when it comes to borer. That's what he says. A chiddush niflo chiddush al gabei chiddush. Chiddush al gabei chiddush. Now, we thought it's not true that there is a heter of dosh lialta. Eglital said so. Where did he get it from? He got it from a Mishnah. Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis. See it again, we've been here before. The Mishnah talks about Mukta, but it says that, among other things, what do you have over here? You have a No Tel Adam Kurnis Lefatzea Boaso Agozim. You take some kind of an instrument in order to crack the nuts. But it's an Easter of Dosh. It says the Eglital, yeah, but it's for immediate use. It's usually usher. Here's the answer. If you're doing it for immediate use, and the normal way is for immediate use, and normal made, we saw three different languages in Eglital. I told you about it. We didn't have the screen that day. You can look it up yourself. Does it mean, Rabbo say, in order to be matur, it should be normal, means it's a sizable minority, or must it be a majority, or must it be such a big majority that those who are not using it for immediate use are butler daitam. It's called a mir shen amaz. You have three different lashonis in Eglital. If you have a way to resolve them, it's in dosh. Look yourself, you'll see. If you have a resolution, you let me know. In any event, fine. Rabosai. So I thought that there is a heter of the altar by dosh against this bi halacha, but only if it's normally done lialta. How do you define normally? 40%, 60%, or 90%? Okay, I give three choices. Rabosai. Kein nirin. Oh. So we had a discussion in Bis Medrash. So why can't you squeeze out the baby wipes we spoke about yesterday? It's for immediate use. And to add, it's always for immediate use. You squeeze it out as you're wiping the baby. That was the question I was asked by Smedish this morning. After some thought, the answer is, you're right. But we view Schita as one big entity. All Schita is one. So therefore, even though you'll find a case where you'll do this particular kind of Schita for this particular item, it's normally done for short-term use, it would still be usher, because Schita as a whole is done for long-term use. The only time we'll distinguish between short and long-term, we spoke about a few minutes ago, in the Beis Yosef. That's where it's not meant for a mashke at all. It's meant for a dip or for a spice, just garlic and lemon. There, if we read the Beis Yosef inside from the Shmuel Aleket, there we make a distinction between what's normally done for long-term, shum, where you may not do it even for immediate use, as opposed to what's normally done for short-term, such as lemons, where you may do it for immediate use. That's only if it's going to be either as a spice or things of this nature, not if it's going to be used as a regular drink. Then all schita is in one big boat. That's how I answered. It's all based on what I just talked from this morning. Fine. It's interesting. We really don't know what it is. Borah Dosh, I can't tell you for sure what it is. But one thing is clear, that they are considering this halacha seriously. Some rely upon the Taz. They rely upon the Taz. Why? Because even Boser is not completely inedible. It's Necha de Atchak. So it's Necha de Atchak. There's no Issa Daraisa. And the Rabbanon, they want to rely upon the Taz. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the question becomes, if we paskin l'halacha in Ramah, that it's usur, if it's not Roy Lechel, how can you squeeze a lemon into a salad? Who eats lemons? You eat lemon? Who sits down and eats lemons? Raise your hand. Nobody. So that's an obvious question. The Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chav Bei says you may squeeze lemons into sugar. Oh, I forgot to look it up. Is it cubes or is it? You have to remind me tomorrow. Okay, it's right in front of us. It's there. I keep forgetting. So, yeah. So, why is it permissible, Rabbi Osai? It's if lemon is not a food. The Tzoyser Shulchan asks that question. And so he answers something amazing. The lemon is a food. How? Because you take the lemon, slice it, and put it into your tea. These days you go to the fancy weddings, you can't be one, have some plain water. No, you can't have water anymore. It always says ice with a lemon. First thing I do, I take the lemon out. I'm not interested in lemonade, I want plain water. Am I correct? You go to weddings, they have this lemon. I'm talking about? Yeah. Where we go, lemon? Yeah. Who asked you? Me just asked me, I want the lemons. Put it on the table, put it in. No, the lemons. Fancy. We don't drink between plain H2O. Not if you call it. Lemon has to be a lemon on top. Bekitza, since they have a lemon on top in the tea or in the water, that's why it's called a mach. They only eat it direct. That's a chiddush of Tosafos Shulchan. You don't eat it straight. It still has the status of an ocha. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but that's what he says to explain this Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Rabosai. Let's go a little bit further. Let's take a look at a Rashi. Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We spoke about this a little bit on Sunday. But A, not everybody was here, and B, we had no screen. So, let's take a look. Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Avolol L'toch HaKora. Five lines up from the very bottom. The Zimnin the Lamashka Koi. You can't pour it into a bowl. A pot, yes, a bowl not. Because sometimes it's made for mashkim. People don't usually drink from there. Lo mukha milsa vika iser. Can't tell. And therefore it's awesome. I also have a shout out to ask you. What is the case of Rashi? What is the case? What are we talking about? Simple question. Is there food inside or is there no food inside? You read it, take a vote. Read the Rashi carefully. Read it again. The zimnin de la mashka koi. Sometimes the bowl is used just for liquids. Afal gav de bekaara lo shasi inish. People usually don't drink directly from a bowl. Lo mucha milsa. It's not obvious. And therefore vika yisr. Who votes that there is food in this bowl? Who votes that there's no food in the bowl? The whole world votes that there's no. So be a mechavin to the Tosfos Rid. Take a look. Mechavin to the Tosfos Rid. Whoa. Tosfos Rid. What? I don't believe it. Rid. Rid? That's Pesachim. I don't know if it's going to be Tosfos Rid. Maybe. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, maybe. Whoa. Let's see if it's on. Uh-huh. This might actually be what we want. I'm not sure. I'll try one more thing and then I'm not sure if this is it. Is what I want. The Tosfos Rid that I know, that I have in my house, he says it's empty, as you said. It's empty. But the question is, what do you mean? If it's empty, what's it to talk about? Why are you saying it's only us? Because lo mucha milsa. It's us and Mika right then! The answer is, going back to our discussion from a minute ago, he's pouring it into an empty receptacle, planning to put it into a food. And Rashi, according to the Ritz, says it's mutter. It's not. I want Tosfos Ritz. For some reason, I can't get it. But okay. Take my word. This is what he says. Then he argues in Rashi. He says, no, Rashi's wrong. We already saw a few minutes ago, it's Rashi wrong with Oraisa, it's Rashi wrong with Rabbanan. The Machlokes is between the Drisha and the Radvaz. But they both agree that Rashi, as the Rid understood it, is wrong. But the Miri says nothing doing. A wrong pshat. Come on, both say. We're here already. Sorry. He talks about Rashi also. Okay. Toch HaKedero as food. Watch this. Avalola tochakar, what's lomar? She'ein ba'ochel. She's emafark. Find this here either. The Mihiri says that the kara rabosai has ochel in it. Where is it? And why is it usur? Because people don't realize that there's food there. Of course, it's from Rashi. He learned Rashi that went against everybody in this room. He learned that Rashi meant the case where there is food in the. I must not find it. Look at the Be'alacha. He quotes it. So if he quotes it, it must be here somewhere. I saw it in the mirror in my house. I'm having a bad day here with this thing. Let's take a look at both sides. Take a look over here. L'toch. And Simon Shin Chaf, Siv Dalit. Mutal Lishchot Eshchol Anavim Latoch Kedera. Zok the Bir Alach Latoch Kedera. Who are there in the Toch Kara?
Rabbi, it's on Kuf Memhe.
Oh, it's the next staff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What did I just do? I just pressed the wrong button.
Yeah,
I'll get back. I'm back.
It's on top.
Here? What?
No. Where Rabbi was on the side.
Go here?
Just scroll up. It should be.
Ah. Go back here, in other words.
Yeah.
Ah, go back to the next page. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Where is it? Divar Maschel
Mima.
Shekasab le marita. Shlo efrashtu ben kedero le kora. L'shakadeira stoma yesh ba'ochel, thank you. V'akara stoma ein ba'ochel. Hakara sheyesh ba'ochel, afimu teres. V'mikom agam yesh shakosu b'shem gedolei harabonim, who's that? That's Rashi. Shakara af im yesh ba'ochel asur, ho ben adav amata sheyeh ba'ochel, goz rimbo. In a drum near in cloud. This quote over here, in the Biolacha, Rabbos, he's against everybody in this room. Bracket. What a rank. So Rashi came. But the Torah read held that way. Like these Eza Achroinim. She didn't have it. We don't have it here either. Okay, I just want to let you know this is an important Yisod. Okay, it's a Machlokes Gedolei Poskim. Fine. Now, it's interesting, Rabosai, in the Frankl Rambam, in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, he calls a Pirush Kadmon in Mitzrayim. I don't know where I got this from, but then. What does he say over there? If kavanasa is both soas meimav leochlim lo lishtoson is mutter. Shat mashke haba leochel. It never said in Shas Bavli. I would have said it. Mashke haba letoch ochel. Direct. No. As long as it's bal leochel, even if it's not direct, you point to an empty dish, it's still going to be permissible. Wow. 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 Psh. Wow. There's a little bit of a problem, Rabbosai, because the Gemara over here, and of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, I amid mashka bo li ochlin, ochel hu, frek the Gemara, b'mai is kasher. Where's the actual Kabbal Tumah? Why'd you say very simple? He squeezed it, or they milked it into an empty receptacle, even though it's going to ultimately be placed into food, and Hilchos Shabbos should be mutter because Melechus Machshava is your father's Machshava. But on a simple level, it's still be Machshav the Kabbal Tumah because right now it's an empty dish. It's an empty dish. Apparently, Pshat is as follows. If it's considered to be a mashke l'tumah, it would be considered mefarik mashke meyoch. So it's horba hotalia. That seems to be the Gemara's explanation over here in this Yisov. Okay, Rabbosai. Let's discuss the following situation. This very Gemara seems to make this dependent upon mukshel l'kabel tumah. I'll ask you a question. If I squeeze out oranges today and the juice orange is 90% for juice, that's makshel l'kabel tumah? No way! Yad shachatam! No more, no less. Since our Gemara equates what? Equates kechshel l'kabel tumah with Hilchos Shabbos, shouldn't that prima gardens shot on the Ran be right? That's not a question of how many times, what percentage of the orange is being squeezed. Is it an official drink or not an official drink? That's the question which is raised by the Mefarsh. This Gemara seems to indicate that. So, the Poskim talk about this. Where were we before? I lost them. What have I had before on the tab? Oh, that. Oh, I'm out of response. How do I get to the Otsar or something? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, so I want Chazanish. I lost him. I have to get.
No, no, no. It's all the way on the right.
Yeah.
The right tab. There.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Next. What's next? The Mishkan is Yaakov quotes the sheet that you don't say Mashke Bala Ochel Kochel Dami. Okay? Fine. He wants a film. Not discussing this right now. Oh, Umasha Kosav. Old. The Gam Chola Behemak Shiona Bepiv Havle Ochel. Umucha the Loka Rabbi Shmuel. For not to be divvy atoys is the Dafka Chola of Isha Omed Latino Choshev Ochel. Tosfos says, a mother's milk is food. I told you before, a halachic mashke is what we'll call in our language a beverage, a drink. You know, you have supper, and then you drink it down with a cup of water, a cup of soda, a cup of juice, whatever. I won't say anything else besides that. All right? But that's a drink. For the baby who exists only on milk, that's called a food. Do they still have this thing? I think it's called, what's it called now? There's a word for it. Rabbosai. What's the word? It's a ishur or something like that. It's an all liquid diet. People, older people, is that the right word? Ishur, right? So what's that? Is that a drink? No. It's a food. Because they're like babies. Tosa says a baby, this is the Tosa that he's quoting, Rabbosai. I didn't ask you to see it because it's so long. But Tosfos of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph says that the long Tosfos that the mother's milk is considered to be a food. Why is it considered to be a food? Has to be a reason. It's a liquid. Since it is a liquid, why do we consider this liquid a food? Why don't we consider it to be a drink? The mashu b'piatinok, the fifth line, it's like next to last narrow line. The mashu b'piatinok, shatinok, yonek, chashiv, ka'ochel! V'tzorech heksha, why? V'shezeo macholo shatinok. That's all he eats. I call that a drink. A drink means you eat something, have a drink. This is the baby's exclusive diet. He's sure, an older person, right? Young people only drink, and old people only drink sometimes. For them, that's food. For you and me, it's it would be considered a drink, because we're eating salads, Baruch Hashem. That's what he quotes over here from Tosfos. He says, no, Mishka Zayin doesn't like Tosfos. Not to be a Tosfos. Machal Shad Losh Kiyoso. So he has a question about here and there. The Kitzanim, but somewhere in the middle of this paragraph, the Chazanish says that the only comparison, Rabosan, the only comparison that the Gemara is making over here with respect to Mashka Abonatok Ochel is Ochel, that's what we compare Tumah to Hilchos Mashkin. But as far as other things are concerned, we would say it's a Doraisa perhaps. Let me see if I can find it. Not seeing it right now. But he said that maybe orange might be a Doraisa. Let's open both the Shemir Shabbat. We haven't seen this Sefer since last week because we've been out of business. Okay, this is one of my favorite Sforim, as you well know. He's been in retirement from our eyes anyway. We quoted him, but we didn't see him since last Thursday. So let's open up and see him again. Shemir Shabbat Gilchasa is Perek Hay. Get the page number. Perek Hey, Siv Ches, page Tzadi. Okay, we know that. Let's do that. Let's double it. Let's read together. Im Ratzel L'Taken Es Tama Ochlan De Asara Samit Shebehem Kegon Lischor Es Chomer Es Mimla Fafon Chamutz. To squeeze the vinegar out of a sow pickle. Tesh them lafon, yetayim yosef, be a little better. Mutter. What's mutter? Lamed beis. Let's take a look at lamed beis in the bottom. Mutter. Shinchav siv zayin. We just saw it, right? We just saw it. This chol kvashim legufam is mutter. V'hod lo shayich b'schidus peres b'shem isa b'reira. Why aren't you over on b'reira? When you squeeze the vinegar out of the pickle, I ain't seen the test for Mogan Avraham. To call Davi Min Echot, Eba Mishim Breira. It's a pilpul, okay? So Shemimutter. Then he says, Achlegabi May Chomet Shenivlu, the vinegar water that was absorbed in the pickle, Suffek, Ihavi Min Echot, Ayin Chayodom, Klayodal Simenhe. He wants to know, do we view the on Sunday Shir, and I'll mention that on Monday again, we had a long discussion whether the liquid that's absorbed by the pickle is called still water or vinegar, or it's now called pickle juice. That was a tremendous fact in the Rif and the Rach, the whole discussion was about Barichas. Now there's a new Shaila. Is it considered Minechod or not Minechod? It might depend on the same Shaila. He doesn't explain what the Suffolk is. He says, Suffolk, look in Chayodom, Klal Yudalit, Simon Hay. I guess a whole series of other Ma'amakomas, including Tosfos Shulchan. Let's Rabosei turn first to Chayodom, Klal Yadalid, Sif Hay. He tells us to look there. We have to look. I'm not going to lose this, right?
No.
I don't lose anything here today. Let's see what he says. Peiros v'yirachos. You with me? This is Sifei. Shenichmashu b'mashke k'mal lemons malukim v'ugerkes malafafonim shenizbashu v'schata. This is kvashim mishlokos. Very simple. It's a Gemara Mefereshes. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Imar etzarech l'mashke afil l'socha l'socha ochal yashamu d'chayev. The derech l'socha. That's a rach. Koshkan ha'socha lemons na malukim l'tocha sheikha. V'yesh omrim. Keva shekva nivlu ha'mashke b'peiros. Havi k'mashke alatz shalatz mo potur. That's the Shidas HaTosfos. That's not considered a separate liquid. It became pickle juice. It's no longer vinegar. Akoponim l'chuliyam al-asla l'socht. V'meina osa ke rakotaka namachol v'ein tzorach klal l'mashkan ha'yotzin k'mo shederech l'ischot ha'yerek shekoren shlat and salad alichasa l'yacha shesoros l'mamayim v'chein ugerkes, pickles, chayin, which are raw shedagel l'chotchen l'chatichos v'sochot l'hotzin memeyen v'amayim holch l'ibud muto l'ischot afilu l'chatchila v'lamid l'dosh hosim tzorach l'tvua l'mashkan she'yotzin. So when it says a suffix, let's go back to Shmir Shabbos Kuchos. When he said the word suffix, what suffix did he mean? There's only one thing he could have possibly meant. This, what? I pressed the wrong one. Oh. Sorry. It's like this. Suffix ihavi min echad. Ein chayoda. So the lum to shashir that we had on Sunday, is it still pickle juice? Excuse me. Is it still vinegar? Has it became pickle juice? With all our big lumdash and achlokas and the Charles Doraisa, etc. Hold on, I'm not going to repeat the whole shir. He says over here that suffix will also determine if it's min echad or not min echad. That's the only way to read the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa that I have. I have no other way to read it. You have a different way to read it? I don't. I have another way to read it. I don't. So let's take a look in the source that he quotes again. Shin Yates Magad Avraham Tez Zayin. Let's take a look there. He says to look, you have to look. Shin Mefarsh Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Look inside. You have to look. Shin Yutes Tezai. Lefichach. What's Lefichach? What's the fichach? You have to look inside in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tez Ayin. Well, we can actually do links. Should we do links on this? If I go on here and I do links, they'll give me to the right Sif or the
right Sif. Yeah.
So I'm going here and I want to do links. Let's see what happens. Alright. What's going on over here? Let me open my Shulchan Aruch the old-fashioned way, and we'll find it in a second. Shin Yutes Tezayin in Magen Avraham. Here we go. Siftes Kontes Zayin is going on Siftes Vov. Well, I'm sorry, get out. Misanenes shenostel bo chardo lesanano muto litin bo beitzo afal pisha chelmon yor lemata machardo vachelmon nishal lemala. Says the, that's what we're doing now. Says the Magen Avraham. Okay, I guess we just go back to links again. I'm here.
Rabbi can just click the Tet Zayin. That's highlighted.
Press the Tet. What's highlighted?
It's in the Sif.
Ah, here.
Yeah.
Save ourselves a step. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Lo chashir kiborer, fish shneim ochlemei, ve'nosin osin l'tochan el l'takan marachar. I'm also supposed to lechol achama osur to mashena or also lechol mikri psolus. It's borer. But look at Siv Gimel to be menechad or shayach borer. So achlama shnei minim. What, the yolk and the white? That's shnei minim. But it's a gimel yet, it's considered minechon. Okay? Now, and so too, watch this. Kemashma simen shinchof, lo osu schita mishum borer. What's he saying over here? The whole pilpul in our sugya of schita is it mishum, only if it's mishum dosh. No one ever asked in every single case of schita, mishum borer also. Why not? Shakol minechon. Shakol min echod. It's all one min. It's all one min. Now the question will become, very nice, it's one min. That's if it's a natural, organic connection. What happened if you have water or vinegar which is absorbed in the pickle? Is it also one min? Or is it not one min? So again, let's analyze this from a careful perspective. The Shemir Shabbos said, Chayonot, he's called the Chayonot. What the Chayonot say in Sifhei? He says, Yesham the Chayav, if you squeeze out pickles, why? Because it's still considered to be water. Yesham, no! Kemish kwa nivlu am mashkim beperis, havikim mashkim shalatzmo. It's pickle juice. Upater. That's a suffix in the Chayonot. It's only one suffix, only one dispute in Simenhei, in Sifhei. So the Shmir Shabbos Lachasa said, let's chazer again, it's going back and forth here. Shmir Shabbos said, there's a suffix, watch this again. Look at Mogan Avraham, Menechad is no Breira, Mechomet's suffix. I mean, it's a suffix, it's a machlokes, right? The Rach and the others. That's what it seems like. Okay, this is all following the thought process here. In Shmir Shabbos Lachasa, Sif Ohara Lamed Beis. Lamed base. Fine. Let's go a little further. Ach yaseh zo samach lesuda. You want to squeeze out, Rabosai. You want to squeeze out the extra vinegar from the pickle, samach lesuda. Lamed gimel. Tzosa shulchan. Tzosa shulchan. It has to be samach lesuda. Tzosa shulchan. Where's the tzosa shulchan? Can you get me that? Can I get close to Shulchan?
No, I'm trying.
If he quotes it, we like to see things inside as best we can. I think I told you that when I met Rabbi Noah way back, way long time ago, after the first edition of this came out in 64, I met him in 66, who may be an Abba Bechol Daf, which is true. I never heard of Shulchan. Chaim, no, we only knew because he fought the Chazanish by the Shurim. We didn't know he was a Baal Mechaba Nifla.
Which
it would be called, oh.
Which Chaili?
Probably Dry Ches.
Let me just see if he looks at it quickly.
Okay. Nish is Nish. I wanted to show it, but if we can't. I can't complain. After yesterday, we do it much better.
Okay, they have it.
Chelik. Shmina, I'm assuming it's the right chelik. Don't go away yet, because I'm not sure. Okay. I want to see what simon it's on. Next. One second, hold on. Let's just see what it is here. Blank page. This can be a... Oh, no. Not chas. Oh, I meant, I have it here, one second. I put it. My pupilling for. Kufcha Vav is Chelek Vav. I think. Oh, no, it's Chelek Hey. One second. It's Chelek. Hey, Chelek Hey. Sorry, Chelek Hey. I apologize for the confusion. Thank you. Good, thank you. That goes by pages, this thing?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Thank you. I know where it is in the Simon. It's right over here. In Simon Kuf Chav Vav, Rabosai. Sivkot and Yutes. and the Bari HaShulchan on the bottom it's called. I'll give you the page number, and we'll try to get it on the screen. Page. Of you. Hey, my first guess, your test. Wow, that was amazing. Wow, I'm impressed myself. What does it say? Mutal lischot eshkol shalanav mitoch hakadeir sheyesh matavshul ketaka nochel shkol mashka abol ochel keochelu chashuv ein lo shem mashka klal shesochto motzio ben anovim vezikem marfet ochel miochelu mutter. Fine, everything is terrific. So far, we're in good shape. Your test. Hinei Amogan Avram, Amogan Avram, Kosav, Hod lo asu schita mishim borer, Kemosh asu lischot bosa mishim borer. He's asking, every single case of schita should be borer also. Tiritz, hakol menechot. We just saw it. We saw it. He's just quoting. It's an accurate quote. We saw it in Amogan Avram a minute ago. Rots along. Tapri im anischar avimin echad uvimin ochel echad eni zebreira ulefit dvarav tzarech loma tegam bekvashim ushlokos shemut alischot memeyan toch hakadeira have gam ken min echad. You have to say that the juice and the pickle is one min. Afa pi shamayim anischotim ena beguf hapri wasn't born there and shenivlu b'pi alei kvish shlik, it doesn't matter. Came and shlivel beguf apri, kam kolt and tam apri, hishlon nevorach aleim pirchas apri, al kain chashivim minochel echon. Fine. Then he says, v'hainu, this is a chiddush, afilu lehaomrim de toras mashka la balua, v'yesh b'schitos and chiyuv dash. That's exactly the shita sarach, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, kvoshim shlumemeyon is chayv. So we understood it to mean, it retains its status, Rabbi Osai, as a mashke. It's not called pickle juice, it's called water. So if it's called water, how can it be minechot? No! Mikomakom, gabi bore, nechshavim ki minechot. It's a chidish nifla v'ner. You know what's going on? On one hand, it's considered to be a mashke. At the same time, he says, it's considered to be minechot. Minechot. Yeah? My nafkamina. Okay. Mutal asochla masocha ochel. Why isn't there any saborer? The answer is because it's considered to be min echot. Even though halachically it's a mashke. Vikol shekein. This is the key phrase. Vikol shekein. Liha Omrim, who's that? The Riff and everybody else. The Torah's Ochel ala Balua. Shin Chav Sif Yud Aleph. V'chein Halocha, the Barach HaShivim in Echad. Because we passed like the Riff against the Rach. Ad Kan Divrei Ktsos Hashul. Ad Kan Dvarav. Narabosai. Narabosai. Wait a second. He's saying over here, let's put two and two together. He's saying over here that it's min echot, even according to Shita's Harach, correct? Now, back to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa. It seems to be against this. This is simply a zero-sum game, Rabosai. Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa. What did he say? He said over here, Hakol min echot. Yeah. Ach, gavi mechoma shenivlu, Suffolk Yihavi Menechot. Who's a Suffolk? Ein Chayodim Klal Yudal Simen Hey. No! The Machloikas in the Yudal Simen Hey is what? Like the Rach or like the Riff? But the Tosa Shulchan says, even like the Rach, Tos Mashkalem, it's still considered Menechot. So what do you call me Tosa Shulchan? Tosa Shulchan is exactly against you. Unless Ein means against me. In the Shmir Shabbos Kachosi, he says at the very beginning, when I say v'ayin, oh, that's what it means. I just figured it out. He says over here, the comment, when I say v'ayin, oh, thought it was only for ayin. Oh, hold on. Where's that found? That comment. Zos l'modoi. No. When it says in the haros for ayin od hakavon l'deh cholekes. Not plain for ayin, but if we have it right, this for ayin should have said for ayin od. Because according to his interpreter, says the chayodim, the machlekes rak and rif is whether it's min echod or not. What do you mean min echod or not? Did it retain its status of water, so it can't be min echod? Or is it pickle juice min echod? But the Ksal Shulchan says, no! Even if it retains its status of water, and you soak it in your chayiv, it's still called min echod. Unless you should check up on me. Don't trust me. Read it again, the Shmir Shabbos. Read it again, the Ksal Shulchan. I think they're not saying the same thing. Kay Nirali. Okay, let's go further. Back where we came from. Where did we come from? Sausage. Oh no. What?
What's the last one? The last tab, all the way on the right.
Yes. Oh yeah, I went the wrong one. Thank you. Where did we leave off? Vapri Megodim, Bereshim and Shin Chof, Eish Avram Kosov. Tiesh Lomar, Tesochet Havi Kibbeiz Minim, Vyesh Behemishim Borer. What does that mean? Every sochet is going to be borer? Every sochet is going to be borer. That's what he suggests against the Mogan Avraham. So the question becomes, Rabosai, so then the question will be, what about, how's the mutter then? Afilu hochi hutstruchu. Why am I next? Afilu hochi hutstruchu. Lesser mitam afarik. What do you mean? It's very borer. No! Mishum de borer lecholi alter is mutter, umefarek osur. It's unbelievable. The Prima Gadim says, and he's right. I have it right in front of me. It's on the Maramakomas. This is on the Makoros to see the psicha of Eshel Avraham, Os Aleph, and what I call here Gimel Dalet. That's exactly what he's quoting over here. That's why I want you to see it in the inside. You should look it up if you didn't see it yet. Huh? That's over here. Meferish. Bishambora lo. No, the shnei minim. Elo. Hutzru l'tam mefarek. Deafli alter osur. As the Magen Avraham says in O Zion, the alt is not osur mishum borer. The alt is osur mishum dosh, mishum mefarek, mishum schita. That's what he says. Wow. Wow. Interestingly, this is not the only explanation as to why it is, Rabosai, that every single dosh shouldn't be also mishum borer. He says, so that we have a couple of approaches so far, right? He said, over here, Nechinami, Prima Godim. Prima Godim said, Nechinami. It would be mishum borer, but not for the altar. The other answer is, Menechot. It can't be borer. What does Nishmas Adam say? Nishmas Adam, Klal Yudal Ozgim Makosav, Tzarechian, Im Sochet Eshkel Chai Mishim Borer, Gam Kain, Shvi Chayav twice, bring two Korban Chattas, twice, yeah? Im Eino Lechol Yalter, Mei Shvi Chayav two Chattos, that's what it says, maybe not, maybe not. I think if he quotes him, we should see. Let's go back where we came from, in Chai Odom. Yeah, Chai Odom. Oh, links. Links, Rabosai, where's links? Nishmasa. We're following orders to look it up. Oz Gimel. Where's the Gimel? Gimel. Uh-oh. Sarach ani laharach b'din zeh. Oh, boy. If that's the introduction. Whoa, we'll fill in the screen. No. We can't read all this. It's a long discussion. Let's see if we can pick out a couple of lines to see what he says. Watch this. V'yafal gav tevaday dosh eno borer. Every dosh should also be borer. Explains why not. The emes b'dosh adayin ha'ochel ma'ura v'psoles. That's the Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know if he had a rach. The rach says, remember that? Remember the rach? The rach says it's connected and you separate them. You separate an organic connection. It was mechuber and now it's still ma'uruf. And what is borer? It was ma'uruf and now it's no longer ma'uruf. The two separate steps. Rabbi Gemara, lo amru rach lezorah borah marakad echadu. I'm a low dosh. The BMS, the dosh adayin ha'ochel ma'uruf. Bipsolis. Become gum chia vadosh shamar for the ochel. Vitzorach ian vitzochet eshkol in mechayim mishamorim. That's exactly what we just so quoted in the Ksos and Shulchan. Can you imagine that? Every dosh, he wants to say, not every dosh. Every dosh, shall listen to me. Every dosh is not because it's still mixed in. But by schita, it's no longer mixed in. So he has an unbelievable suggestion. Every dosh of schita is chayev twice. Mishim dosh and mishim borer. It's not lialta. Wow. That's what comes out. The prima gadim is in effect suggesting that. You need an Easter of dosh because of the altar, but if it's not the altar, you chayev twice. I'm just reading what it says. Reading what it says. Wow. If it's shnei minute. I don't want to spend more time on this. It's a little bit on the theoretical side, but it's a very fascinating discussion. Let's go back to Shemir Shabbat. This time is short. What does it say? Umuter afilu lishtamesh achakach b'chometz hanischat. Whoa. This is kvashim shesocht on the gufa. We spoke about this already once. Is it permissible to actually use the juice? We had a diak from Lashon HaMechaber. But the Mechaber says it's a Tocha Kaora. That means you're going to use it, right? Lamed Dalet. Who said so? The Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. Look again in Chayotim Klal Yadalet Simhei. Tzorach Yen Ksas. He's bothered by this question, right? Because the Chayotim himself said, hold it, let's see it again, Chayotim. Let's see what we keep seeing. It can go back. Always pays to go back. Where are we? Who's Chayotim? Hebrew books or this?
Responsible.
Oh, I can make it responsible. Thank you. Oh, Nishma Sodom links. See it again. What did it say over here in Sifei? What did it say in Sifei, Rabosai? Look. Here it is. The hotz of a man about mayim, holchich liibud. Chayotim makes it a precondition that the liquid should go liibud. 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 Doesn't say it goes into a kara. That's what's quoted over in Shmir Shabbos Chasa. Has to go liibud. So maybe you should not be able to drink it. Maybe you shouldn't be able to drink it if it requires holchich liibud. Of course, in Sivavi says, why? Right? Water, vinegar, into the pickle. Mashen came to Shuman to make Kora Uchla Vahashta Ochel. I'm a bosser. Shenivlebo Mashkin or Yeshel the Tzorach Mashkin. Whoa. What is he saying over here? If something absorbs fat, it's never considered to be a liquid. So it's never a liquid. There's no problem of squeezing it out. And even if you're going to use the squeezed out fat. But in the previous case of Simhei, he's asking you from using whatever is squeezed out. Because even though you did it primarily for the gufan, it's still going to be prohibited. Rabbos, let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, right? We have in front of us Sivkotin Chof Hey. Let's look inside, please. Everyone look inside. Mishnah Berurah Shin Chof Sivkotin Chof Hey. Look carefully now. Carefully. What did it say in the Mechaber? Kvashim mishlokos im gulagufan shen etzorach l'mayim v'nesochtam elo l'taklam l'achila afi l'esoch l'tokor shem ha'ochel mutter chafei v'adim de mutter l'chadchila l'ischot lokshin mishuma ha'nivlo behen imu osim mishuma shen yochel l'ochel mishuma harba shabahen ken kosim b'drisha. Sure, it's drisha, good, lokshin. You had pasta absorbed fat, fine. Uvechayada mekli mitam acher. What's that? The shuman shemafrisho avigam ken ochel. Havikim mafrid ochel me ochel. So there's a fight between the drisha and the chayada. The drisha is mekel, even if it would be what? It would be a liquid. Because since your main intention is to just to have a dry lokshin. So it's mutter. And the liquid is also mutter. Chayot l'shitaso, when Sifhei says, no, the liquid is also, even your main intention is to, for the solid, he's forced to come up with a new pshat in the lokshin case, that it's shuman. Solid, hoyahova v'yiva, solid. Fascinating. Question of both sides. The Mishnah Brura himself in Sifkot and Chavdalet said, im l'gufan, what's the loma shesocht and mimashka tzof aleiv and ivla ben kedei letakas gufa lachila v'ad and tochle memehen. Okay. Salat nef shesho v'mayim. Eino b'chlal mefarek klal v'av tesoch letoch ha-makora v'ein ha-mashke ha-olech li-yibud. Sana malocha. Against the chayoda. Chayoda was matter only when ha-olech li-yibud. He got stuck with a kasha with the lokshin, came up with a brand new svara. Ochel, ochel, ochel. But the Mishnah Brura, who held from what? That we against the Chayodim. It's mutter if it's not Holech Li'ibud. What did he need the Chayodim Svara for? Why did he even bother mentioning it? It's a Gevaldik Akasha. Why did he bother mentioning it? Who has his Kasha? Guess what? Shmir Shabbos has his Kasha. Watch this. But Tzorachin Tzas, Lo Mehevia Mishnah Brura Sivkon Chafei, it's a din mina tigun is tama chayodom shum da havi kemar for ochem bedorocha. Hello tams hello bina hello shidas chayodom shum mach beitzel peres kavushim shlo the sochem to chli ale rakli ibud al kain or kocha who calls the tama chayodom mina tigun shum but the sochem afil the to chli because it's a mach. Avla mishta brua cholak al chayodom umat lischa peres kavushim afil the to chli emika kavanas tagan achila dialo but tams eh afil the beitzel mina tigun. It's a meridic akasha. Tremendous kasha. Then he says like this. Mash with the mine tigun mutal ischot gamem kol kavanoso with the tzorach hashuma shebehem. This line answers this line. The reason why he said this extra new svara is because in this case, if fat gets absorbed in noodles, you're allowed to squeeze it out if your main kavanah is for the fat. Ochel, 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 hoya ho v'yir. That's the same as I'm saying, Rabbi Osei, Harav Noivet, Zichrono Levracha, you in this line are saying a chiddush. This chiddush answers this kasha of Tzorach Yirin Tzas. I don't think he meant that. It doesn't follow. That's a good term. What did he bother bringing it for? He doesn't need it. Yo, he does need it. In this exact case, the Tzorach Shuma Shabbat. Minei Ubei, I'm not sure if Rav Noivet Zal meant that. Ask his son. Maybe he meant that. Okay, fine. I've also said a last thing for today, since it's already on the board. I feel we haven't abused it at all. It's been here the whole day, waiting patiently. The Orchel Shabbos. Feel bad. It's patient. Let's go.
Is the shuman considered ochel because it's congealed?
I guess fat. My guess is, I'm guessing it's the room temperature determinant. Fat is solid at room temperature. I think so.
So it would be melted then?
Right, you can melt anything. You can melt, you can melt a book. You can melt anything. You can melt an ice cube. Everything can be melted. Room temperature, that's what I'm assuming. What did you say before? That's his right page. Take a look a little bit in Aruch HaShabbos. Watch. Let's look carefully. Watch this. The Shtana HaMed is a review. Beis Yosef is two terutzim. And today, B'yomenu, Shaderach Lischol Limon Mefnei Atzman Netoch Lochol, Al Avim, Ach, and you make lemonade later, Tei the terutzim. If your terutz are Rishon Adayin Mutter, because you don't drink it lemon juice straight, Lischol Limon. Eidel Shaderach Lischol Limon Mefnei Terutz Hasheni, Osir. Chayotim says, Yesh Lesser Bezeh. Omnom. Watch this. Efshar shelo yeh b'schidnas lemon isur Torah l'chuli alma. Maybe it's not a daraisa. Af lefim mashka sound the behor akademis lodun b'taboz puzin b'shkoliot. But nowadays when they're mostly, well, can I go back for one page? We said grapefruits, according to Mordechai's internet, are not the majority for drinking. Let's go back one page. Let's see the previous footnote. Whoa. Yesh is topic. Im hod en chayov en chalas el aldri schil zeis en vanovim. Bilvad. Hu mishum de peres el adakam beschita as opposed to shar peres. Im yitzuya prinosov she adakam beschita he also sold him in a Torah. Or not. That's a child. Rashi, we saw the Rashi. Yeah. Other say zeis en vanovim. It's a question. The Ran says choshev mashke prim begodim and says halacha. Whole discussion. Okay. Fine. Rambam. He goes into this whole discussion. Chazanish says, "Ein adaba tolim b'shem mashkel b'gadu gilus aschita." Yeah, he wants to suggest you make a bar parade on orange juice, and we wanted to make orange juice in Shvius. The last one here is Shvius. Coming up, Shvius is coming up on us. Can you make orange juice? Posh says no. Chazanish makes maybe yes, because the majority. Okay, Rabbi also said all this is important. So he wants us to make the following suggestion: even if you assume that oranges and grapefruits. Is the raisa? The inyan zel shaloye isat torah chuli ami yom ateratz harishis shabes yosef shahov ein regilin leklal ish tosa mitzvus neyatzor rechinos in tam b'mayim l'chein eino kazeis of anovim ein isat torah. What's he saying? Achidish niflo. He's saying Chayorim says he's not sure we should be machmir two day witzim b'beis yosef. I sveik adar abonu l'kula. No, maybe it's a raisa. Because my oranges and grapefruits, my derisa says Aruch HaShabbos. No, maybe even the there are two terutzim in Beis Yosef, right? The first one is you don't drink it by itself. Second one is you only pour it into other things that we don't have nowadays. He's suggesting that even the second terutz, which rejects the first on halacha lemaisa level, might agree that the first terutz is enough. To knock it down to the Rabbana. Again, he's a chilas peres who rakash a regil mishle mashke b'shnei atzma mitz lemon. So therefore, it's mutter. Even if it's not mutter, according to the second teretz, it's at least potter. Once it's already potter, so the maximum exposure is a din the Rabbana, we can then be makel in the shayla over here and say we'll follow the first teretz because even the second teretz agrees to the first teretz on the level of doraisa. That's what he's suggesting. Wow. Take a look at Rabosi over here in the Bir Halacha, Rabosi. We'll see it again. It's a review. Can we see again the last three lines on page Kuf Mem Hei? Not Daf Kuf Mem Hei. Page Kuf Mem Hei in the Mishnah Brewers, Bir Halacha. V'dad, the Mashiach Asad, the Besot V'Reinu, the Mutal, the Sochtal, the Tavshal, Agabe Yochel, V'zein, the Tzorach, Lachos, Shechumas, Rabbeinu Chananel, Shekosav, the Gabe Eshchol, Shalanovim. The tirus rishal beis Yosef shebeisim mishnah brura b'chol gavni ein lahach million lemons. I maybe the second teretz is right. So his effect saying is even if the second teretz is right on a deraisa level, the first teretz is right. That's what he's saying. Now he says over here, watch. Close the whole gemara. This look, please look carefully. Look carefully. Watch. Uve mikvah she sochet es hakvashim letzorach gufa. Ach ein amash keholach liibud. Ela nischat lekara vesofa lishtamish bo. Ayin nishmas adam. She also was there. We saw it. The Graz Alter Rebbe. So Rechi and Lashon Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. The Mashba Ktsas the Shori. This is Beferish the Shori. I feel the Sochet under the Tocha Korah in a Mashka Lachib with the Shori. The Kaim and the Sochet the Gufon in Ram Malach. Well, the Chorah. Watch this now. If you had Tamim Shehuvu Leil Berishonim, the Shidas Ramban Veharan. Call ahead to Lischol the Kfashim the Gufon Hu Mishum. Sheschita leibud lo shmaschita. Rafi, this is my fight with you. It's coming right here. Yesterday's fight. It's here in print. Lo shmaschita v'im kain ein lahatir elim kain kavanoso leibud. I think Rabosai, maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. He doesn't plant. Well, we'll see. Let's hold. Galif yatarsi eshlayim b'dava. Depshav the imdait al the hedge of the shtamish v'mashkev insa sheichshiva l'mashkev ein ochle diifres. Afshe ikar kavanoso is a tzorach hashlokos atzav a tzorachin. What's he saying over here? He thinks misvara the chayotim is right. It should only be mutter the gufon if it goes into the garbage. Maybe in a chinami if it's in a receptacle which you can then turn into the throw into the garbage, maybe that's also going to be mutter. And the chazanish didn't like that. But if your main intention is for the pickle, so the pickle should be not as vinegary. Fine. That's your main intention. You can swear in a stack of Bibles. That's your main intention. But you say to your son, Chaim, please squeeze the pickle. Squeeze the pickle. Chaim, you know, once you squeeze the pickles, let me have some vinegar. He says, it should be usher. Because once you have in mind for the vinegar, then the svara of the Ramban and Ran does not apply. Because you're not coming out of evil. And the svara of Tosfos, he thinks, also wouldn't apply. Because you're machshav the mashke. He thinks the Chayotim should be right. But the Lashon of the Mechaber is quite clear against the Chayotim. It's almost beforeish. I feel the Socha the Toh Korah Shein Ba'ochel is Mutter. So we're stuck, Rabosa. We're stuck. Not only that, look at the Bar Hetev. Look at the Bar Hetev right over here. End the Sivkot and Vav. End the Sivkot and Vav. What does it say? He quotes the Taz. The Taz is end of Sivkotan. Hey. He says, Hit the Yecholim Lishros Tzimukim V'chayotzman Lasos Shtia. Okay. It would be, in fact, permissible. Pasha Pshat is that way. That it is permissible. It is permissible. If you squeeze an apple, Rabosai, you'll squeeze an apple and take a look over here in Sivkot and Tes. When Lischot and end of Bar Hetev Tes, end with this. Lischot tapuchim osn shesochtun kedei l'racha tapuach. They want to soften the apple. Osn tapuach kosher d'shari. Kamolamatik, pebez. V'af agav d'shosem ma'ashe yotze mimenu mikomu kumlo niskaim v'schita l'chach kemishenu omu l'chach. So he says, he's matirit. So it's all against the Chayodim. So the question, of course, becomes, Rabosai, but the Svara is like the Chayodim. Here's the answer. Look in. What's the Rosh HaTevis? Look. What's that called? Tila LeDavid. Tomorrow, I hope I'll be here. Please put on the screen. Tila LeDavid. We'll start with that. But see out of the Shemaya. And then we'll go to the next topic, which is sucking fruits. Mitzitza. Mitzitza Mepeh. But he's a pound fruit, Rabosa. This, I think, even the CDC allows. Okay, Rabosa, ask me tomorrow, Shia, but see out of the Shemayim. Okay. Don't miss it. Tzitzit.